Welcome all to the 2025 Month 2 Investable ETR briefing that covers the trading period from the 1st of February to the 28th of February 2025. Hopefully you'll find it interesting as we look closer at what's happening within the Credet Group. Firstly, George will show some of the work that goes on at our deal desk and some of the potential projects him and the team are looking at. Next, Robert will be discussing trade finance transactions during the month of February and will give a refresh on the core principles Credet was built on. We will also be looking at segments on our monthly reports and any updates on the European and global economies. Then we'll look at the briefing itself and some of the key information from it, with some updates on Credet. And lastly, Patrick would like to talk about the Equitable ETS at the end of this meeting. So for our first topic, I'll hand you over to George, who's a member of our deal desk.
Thank you so much, Maria, and I hope all of you are having a wonderful afternoon. As always, it is exciting times at the deal desk. This year has been full of fascinating surprises as well, as we welcome a stream of new and innovative companies. One such company is a new player in the United Kingdom's copper trading. Their leadership team brings a wealth of experience in its strategic direction and is steered by a trio of directors who collectively have a wealth of experience in international trade and business development, expertise in commodity markets and strategic planning, and deep insights into metals trading and supply chain management. Although this company was established less than 2 years ago, this experience and expertise puts this company in a position to skillfully navigate the complexities of the global copper markets effectively. They will be involved in the sale of fuels, ores, metals, and industrial chemicals. The copper trading landscape in the United Kingdom is both dynamic and competitive. Established entities have long-standing histories in this sector. Additionally, innovative platforms are redefining how customers buy, hold, and sell investment-grade copper in real time. As a newcomer, they face the challenge of carving out their niche in a market dominated by established players. However, with a leadership team rich in industry experience and a clear focus on the copper sector, the company is well positioned to capitalize on emerging opportunities. The increase in global demand for copper, driven by sectors like electric vehicles and renewable energy, presents a promising horizon for their growth and contribution to the industry. In conclusion, this company's entry into the UK's copper trading arena adds a fresh perspective to the industry. With strategic leadership and a commitment to excellence, they aim to establish themselves as a trusted intermediary in the copper supply chain, fostering robust relationships with suppliers and customers alike. The specific deal we are in discussions with them involves selling copper cathodes from the Democratic Republic of Congo to customers in China. We are in discussions with a company based in Germany, who are a distinguished entity in Germany's veterinary and agricultural sectors, specializing in the trade of these products for both pets and livestock. The company also produces specialized premixes for poultry and pigs, alongside dry pet food for dogs and cats. As a pet owner myself, I'm very familiar with these products and their range. For dogs, they provide dry food options catering to various breeds and life stages. They provide specialized shampoos formulated for canine skin and coat health, as well as dental sticks and products aimed at promoting dental hygiene in dogs, as well as a wide range of accessories to meet diverse pet needs. Their cat products include dry cat food, offering suitable for different dietary requirements and cat litter products to ensure cleanliness and odor control. In their agri division, they also provide tailored formulations for poultry and pigs, enhancing nutrition and growth, as well as high quality bedding products designed to improve animal comfort and hygiene. This company collaborates with leading European manufacturers to deliver high quality products that meet farmers' needs while maintaining cost effectiveness. The company's commitment to continuous improvements ensure that its offerings align with the latest advancements in veterinary science and agricultural practices. The current deal that we're discussing with them involves them selling the selling of pharmaceuticals from a supplier in Germany to a customer in Greece. On the shipping side of things, we are in discussions with a company based in Bulgaria that operates a fleet of Supermax bulk carriers. These ships are integral to the company's commitment to transporting bulk and general cargoes efficiently and safely. Mainstream shipping assets are a clinical market there, where tanker S&P, meaning sale and purchase, prices are high in tankers, and they are typically low S&P prices in the bulkers market. We are in the high S&P tanker market, so this is a smart time to buy, or in this case, refinance. A bulker, because of the market, a bulker because the market basically is at a deep low right now, so S&P prices are very good for credit and its investors. The particular organization we are speaking to upholds high standards of vessel maintenance. The company is dedicated to complying with national and international regulations, applying strict criteria to ensure ethical business practices and developing long-term business relationships. The company also engages in the transportation of components vital to renewable energy projects, such as wind turbine blades, underscoring its role in supporting sustainable energy initiatives. The current deal that we're talking to them about involves the refinance of a Supermax bulker. This ship is currently operating in African, Asian, European, and American waters. Interestingly, in researching this company, after we spoke to them, we found out about a news story online. This is something that they didn't mention to us. In February of 2025, one of their vessels showcased exemplary maritime solidarity in rescuing 34 fishermen from a burning boat off the coast of Sri Lanka. The crew provided immediate assistance, extinguished the fire, and ensured the safety of all individuals involved. So thanks for listening, Evian. I always enjoy our chats, so I'll hand you back over now to Rob.
Thanks, George. Lucky escape for those on the burning vessel.
Absolutely, yeah. So everybody survived. This is a good thing. And yeah.
Good news. Okay, so obviously, George, you were discussing potential new deals coming down the track. I am going to speak about some of the current business and some of the success stories from the last few years. So I think for most of our previous trade desk sections within this briefing, we've sort of focused on our larger originators and maybe highlighted some of the projects and work that they've been doing. But for today's trade desk briefing section, I wanted to highlight how some of the investable funds are being utilized with some of our small to medium sized originators who have been impactful over the last number of years. The companies, I suppose all the companies I'm going to speak about are quite diverse in their different operations, but they all sort of share a common thread, and they're all using our financial solutions to drive growth and innovation in their respective sectors. So the first originator I'll touch on is in the healthcare communications industry. They have been a leading supplier of communication systems to the healthcare sector for nearly three decades now, mostly delivering solutions in hospitals and nursing homes. Their sort of mission is to provide customers with the best solutions on the market and delivering the best possible service and support. They were founded by an industry pioneer back in the 1980s, and their customer-focused approach is still at the heart of the business today. And many of their customers have remained loyal for over 20 years. We're even aware of others who have moved away to competitors and have returned. So I think that's a testament to their strong levels of service. With the support of Credit, this originator has been able to expand its reach, and they continue to bring modern communication solutions within the healthcare sector. Since they've been with us in 2016, they have traded almost 5.5 million euro on the exchange, and they have some really strong debtors with obviously HSE being one of their largest and most regular customers. Another originator we have been trading with since 2017 operates as a food and drink distributor across multiple regions. I know George was giving examples of a company producing food products for pets, but this originator solely deals in human foods. And I suppose their portfolio includes a variety of popular brands that most people would know. They hold the distribution rights in Ireland for brands including Hershey's and Coca-Cola. Some pretty big names there. Through our financing solutions, they have been able to enhance their distribution capabilities, which has allowed for the expansion of their product range. And I suppose they've been able to strengthen their relationships with the current retailers that they were working with. We've helped them with financing their stock for supplying their products throughout Ireland and the UK. And this originator has traded over 22.8 million euro on the exchange since they commenced with us back in 2017. Then established in the late 19th century, the third originator I will introduce is a well-known confectionery manufacturer, and they're renowned for their range of chocolates, toffees and caramels. Their products are quite traditional, and they try to use the sort of finest local Irish dairy ingredients. By availing of our credit services, they have been able to modernize their production facilities. So they've expanded their production, but I suppose they've still tried to maintain the sort of artisanal quality that that sort of defines their brand. The modernization has led to increased production efficiency and the ability to meet growing customer demand, both domestically and internationally. Some of their largest customers in Ireland are Dunstores and Musgraves. Then the fourth and final originator I will introduce today is involved in supplying construction products to both the residential and commercial sectors. This involves distributing exterior and interior cement boards, insulation systems, coat renders, but to name a few. They started operations back in 1999, and they've experienced significant growth while maintaining a presence in both the Irish and UK markets. They cater primarily to large building merchant groups and big contractors. They've recently, over the last couple of years, adopted an aggressive marketing approach, and that has driven sales, which has resulted in Trade Desk granting them an increased facility recently, so that they've been able to continue to meet their increasing demand. They're actually currently working on finalizing another large contract with a company based in the UK, and that would, if successful, would see their sales increased by over 1 million euro per year. So all of these Irish-based originators, they all operate in their own different industries, but their collaboration with Credit illustrates how we can offer versatile and adaptable financial solutions. We're able to tailor certain financing options. We allow businesses to optimize operations, and it allows them to innovate and expand, and ultimately contribute to the economic growth within the country. So the success stories of these businesses show the positive impact of, I suppose, strategic financial partnerships. Because we're able to focus on the unique needs of each originator, Credit continues to sort of facilitate the growth and innovation across these various different sectors. So hopefully it's given you an insight into the different types of companies and deals that Trade Desk work with on a daily basis, and shows that we do try to help with different sort of packages that are suited to our originators' needs. I'll pass you now back over to Maria, who I think is going to discuss some key global factors along with Credit's recent trading figures.
Yep, thanks for that, Rob. It's always very interesting to hear about some of the originator companies on the exchange and, you know, the various trades that we're working on. So as we've stated before, Credit will always try to stay informed on what's happening in the world when looking for any new business. Trades that are meaningful to us and have an impact in today's current affairs will always be available, as This is what the world and the market is focusing on. So moving to the Baltic Index, we saw that February started off at 744. The index steadily rose before dipping slightly in the middle of the month to 757. It continued its upward trend in the latter half of the month, ending at a figure of 1,240. The Baltic Index was recorded at 1,634 as of today. As mentioned in other briefings, we promise to continuously keep an eye on the global economy and factor in geopolitical issues that can cause ongoing effects to the market. Moving to global news, we see that according to the S&P Global PMI survey, the Eurozone's business activity rose to 50.4 this month. This is an increase from February's 50.2. Inflation eased to 2.3%, while consumer confidence weakened in March, dipping to negative 14.5 points, as trade tariffs caused concerns over growth and inflation. According to ECB President Christine Lagarde, a 25% tariff imposed by the US on imports could lower EU growth by up to 0.5%. Meanwhile, in more positive news, Germany approved a massive fiscal package, which includes a 500 billion euro fund for infrastructure and defense spending. This signals a major policy shift in Europe's largest economy. The European Central Bank has also cut interest rates for the sixth time in 9 months, with the main interest rate now at 2.5%. Looking at the UK, the UK economy is slowly showing signs of recovering from a period of stagnation that it's been in since the Labour government assumed power. S&P Global's Purchasing Managers Index reached a six-month high of 52 in March. This is up from the 50.5 the previous month. While the services sector powered the economy in March, the threat of a full-blown trade war with the US weighed on the manufacturing sector. Overall, private sector employment declined for a six-month straight, albeit at a slower pace. In a widely expected move, the Bank of England kept its main interest rate unchanged at 4.5%. Moving to the US, we see that US consumer confidence plunged to its lowest level in more than 4 years in March, with households fearing a recession in the future and expecting higher inflation because of tariffs. President Donald Trump announced that he will impose 25% tariffs on all cars and light trucks that are not built on U.S. soil, with the tariffs expected to take effect starting 2nd of April. Trump has also placed a 20% tariff on all imports from China, as well as 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada. This is in addition to the 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminium imports, which affects the European Union. The EU has vowed to respond with retaliatory tariffs on 18 billion euro worth of US goods, which is expected to come into effect mid-April. Moving to the last section, I will discuss the briefing itself. You will see the figures in the first section showing the active RSA of 50.83 million euro, with 66.93 million fully allocated. If we look to the right-hand side of the briefing, we can see that the credit index is 77, with the trading figure for the month recorded at 15.09 million euro, with all available ETR in the market fully utilized. Credit control collections this month amounted to 6.81 million euro, with the exchange's performance once again continuing to jump ahead of all prior years. Our list of top 10 largest holdings and top 10 rated once again contain regular appearances from Skanska Costain, EKFB, and HSE. At the top of the list, similar to last month's briefing, are construction debtors, Skanska Costain, and EKFB. Atradius is also back near the top, with CBRE and Techfloor moving higher, making another appearance. Our donut graphs show the wide variation of our investments, with the largest sections again in wholesale and retail, construction, health, and hospitality. These different sectors have familiar debtors on our top 10 largest holdings, with regular and reoccurring ones, as well as new debtors being added monthly. The performance in wholesale and retail was the highest this month, with CBRE and Atradius representing the sector. Hospitality was our second largest in performance this month, which is represented by BWG Foods in our largest holdings for February. These donut graphs continue to show the wide levels of diversification employed throughout credit. If we look to the performance sector, we see that for month two of 2025, trading totaled 15.09 million euro, which is circa 44% lower than the 27.24 million euro recorded in month two of 2024. Volumes decreased for this month as the value to volume ratio increased again in line with higher value and quality traded ETRs. Investor redemptions increased to 0.51 million euro with the credit index at 72 for this month. Finally, following the last briefing, our largest trade was a construction trade this month at 4.96 million GBP. Our trend section shows the interest rate for the month running outside of the current demand, fixed and term rates. We can see from the briefing that the interest rate started slightly higher than the previous months at 2.152% and fluctuated slightly throughout the first half of February, reaching a low of 2.115%. It remained steady during the middle of the month before sharply increasing again to end the month at 2.168%, with potential for March's rates to ease and remain steady. As you all know from previous months, our investable rates on offer for the three products currently stand at demand at 3.50%, fixed at 4.25% for 12 months, and term at 15% at the end of 36 months. This section shows the demand for investable is starting to level off and show consistency. With the combination of the new rates and the equitable ETS, which has been a topic with many of you and Patrick, it's predicted this will continue to grow. And as before, the briefing document ends with the RSA figure of 50.83 million euro. And that concludes this month's briefing for February 2025. Thank you.